Let us pray. Holy parent of wisdom and understanding, we ask you this day to bless our efforts to hear your truths for our lives, and bless our efforts to follow such truths in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know Alex, and you know, Reverend Eby, that this is a day that we honor milestones in your lives. And Alex, you are graduating from quite a grind, I suspect, in school. But at least you have a ring. I wasn't sure when I first saw that picture. I thought maybe you were doing the devil sign or something. I wasn't sure what that was. Now I know what it is, because I used to work with engineers all the time, but I hadn't quite picked up on it. We know that your learning was long and maybe mixed with some confusion, some agony, unexpected fun, I hope, along with friendship and indeed accomplishment. You are now stepping over the threshold to the next phase of your life, and wow, pretty tremendous. You may not even fully get that right now, but as you go back, I go to a lot of high school reunions over the decades, and I'll tell you, we still remember those days, and as well as graduate school. And Reverend Eby, you get a double whammy today, whereby we recognize your ordination, and we shared in the ritual to end our covenant with you to send you off to your next milestone, and you will have your own congregation. And of course, another milestone, we all remember that today is Father's Day, even though maybe in your case, Alex, you might not have even thought ahead to your own fatherhood. Now, Reverend Eby has definitely thought about his fatherhood, having gone through it as a dad three times. But let's note that our reading today, offered by Sandy Van Ostrand from the book of Proverbs, is both, she was telling us of the words of a father, and it alludes to the profound words of wisdom from the Father. And this key reading from the book of Proverbs was chosen because it is filled with strategies for life, strategies that we could all benefit from or be at least reminded of. And actually, many of the lessons and advice from Proverbs are actual sayings we don't even realize are from the Bible, such as, pride goes before a fall. A harsh word stirs up anger, but a soft word turns away wrath. And mind you, some of the Proverbs are horrible, such as spare the rod and spoil the child, which far too many Christians have used to justify child abuse. But we need to know that there are wonderful sayings in Proverbs. I like this one. Wine makes a person a mocker, someone who mocks people. Strong drink makes a person a brawler, someone who uses fists. And whoever is led astray by these is not wise. I understand that. I have to remember that. But today, Reverend Eby, and today, Alex Martins, I believe that I am speaking on behalf of Gilmer Park United Church in saying that when you prepare to launch yourselves towards your destiny, we hope you will continue to hear echoes of those profound words from Proverbs 4, and I hope that you will hold them in your heart. hold in your heart such words as God telling us to get wisdom, get insight. Do not forget my words. I love this. For my words, says God, are life to those who find God's words. Another strategy for life: put away all crooked speech, put devious talk far from you, and let your eyes look directly forward. Keep straight the paths of your feet, and turn your foot away from all evil. Of course, we cannot always be perfect, but I kind of think that if we would remember to read Proverbs 4 again, and some of the other Proverbs, can help us to get back on track. And while I don't actually know you yet, Alex, my good wishes and blessings come from what I hear of you, and from what I know of your mom, and your Tanya, and your sister Lauren, and the gifts that they offer to the people of Gilmore Park United Church. And clearly you come from a blessed family. And now I do know you, Reverend E.B., along with your devoted and brilliant wife, May, and your energetic and fun children, Murray, Leah, and Sophia. So please know that for both of you, Alex and E.B., your families and this, your family of Gilmore Park United Church, remember that for both of you, in remembering how we have cared for and wanted the best for you, that this fondness and regard will go with you wherever you go, and that this fondness and regard will guide your feet. Amen. Let us pray. Bless these two men, O God, that they might each hold your ancient yet relevant words of today in their hearts as they each venture off on the next phase of life's journey. And bless us, O God, as we continue to care and pray for them, and may your words of wisdom, personified in the life of Jesus Christ, strengthen and empower them and all of us. Amen.